The Indian Ocean tsunami, the Kashmir earthquake, the food crisis in Niger, just a few of the disasters which were brought to the world's attention this year. These, like many other emergencies, have been hit by funding crises. Either money comes in at the beginning, but then donations peter out, or, as in the case of Niger, the UN warns of impending crisis, but very little money is received until mass media attention brings the issue to centre stage. The new Central Emergency Response Fund set up by the United Nations is 10 times larger than an existing standby relief fund of $50 million. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has been pushing for the key reform after criticism that it took the UN 4 months to get aid into Sudan's Darfur region.
This will allow the humanitarian coordinator and all our humanitarian staff to respond much more quickly, and it will provide an essential means that they have lacked over the past year, as we have seen one crisis after the other.
Annan says the fund has received donations of $200 million already, and that other governments would make up the difference. For far too long, relief funds have been sought only after disaster had struck, and after many people had suffered and lost their lives. I'm Michelle Hoff.